the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals. Hello there, and thank you for joining us on the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast. I'm Jennifer Henry, and I'm your host. I am wrapping up today 12 game rules that we've spent the last 12 weeks talking about. We wrote these game rules as the rules of engagement that every real estate agent has to wake up every day and choose to play by these rules in order to have the life and success that they truly desire. Now, I won't go through and reiterate all of them now, but the last 11 episodes have my heart and passion expressed through these episodes on our game rules. Today's episode is the last and final one of our 12-week series, and this is the game rule number 12 that says, take credit for what you finish, not what you start. And so let's talk about this, shall we? We're in the world of real estate where social media has the ability to really put us on display, and it's a wonderful thing. We get to talk about all the great things we're doing and how exciting our career path, our chosen career path is. And oh my gosh, I'm a realtor. Look at my pretty headshots. Look at this house I'm looking at. Oh my gosh, this is so great. It's really easy to get sucked into the highlight reel of people seeing all the things that they're doing and understanding that they're choosing, obviously, to put on display those things that they want the world to see. And there's so much about this business that nobody talks about. There is the hustle and the grind that is so not sexy. It is so frustrating and demoralizing sometimes. I won't even give breath to the things, but we all know what they are. They're just the gnats, the frustrations that are so hard to overcome sometimes. But we don't talk about those things. In the same way, you see so many people that get their license and talk about how they're a real estate agent and showcase themselves and yay me. And listen, I'm not here to dog that out. Like, that's great. Let's all be visible with our value. However, there is absolutely no credit in starting anything. The credit is in finishing. It's in doing the mundane day in and day out, even if you're not celebrated. It's in setting strategies and goals and actually seeing them through. And I am speaking with certainty around this because I struggle with this. One of my superpowers is to be an activator. I love to start things. I love to help people start things. None of my superpowers are finishing things, okay? I have strategic and futuristic and all those, but I get a real high out of starting new things. So this one was written from a deep place of knowing and complete vulnerability to tell you, I struggle with this. Because if I would just see all the way through the things that I have started, man, I'd probably be in a really different place today. So I'm preaching to the choir here. I really want to encourage you to celebrate the things that you finish. It's so hard to keep towing the line when you're not getting any credit or when you're not getting any accolades for the daily grind. When you're not, there's nothing sexy and exciting about just checkmarking done the priorities of your day that keep your business moving forward. For example, one of the things that we train and teach here at Game Changer is to talk to 5 people a day about your business. Sometimes, every once in a while, you'll talk to someone who's like, yes, sign me up. I want to buy or I want to sell. And you'll go to their home or you'll meet with them and they'll sign on the dotted line and you'll find them a house and you'll close right away. And it's magic and it's wonderful. And it's, oh my gosh, so great. That's so rare. Most of the time, there's nothing that comes from it. It's a non-starter. You have conversations with people and they're like, okay, thanks. Yay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Some people hang up on you. Some people, yeah, might be like, oh, I don't want her to call me again. That was annoying. Not very many if you're doing it right. But guys, there's there's just nothing sexy in just doing the things to fruition. Most agents will do things for a week or two before they deem them not worthy, not working, boring, I'm out. I recommend having a lead generation strategy, most of which take 90 days to see results. And then and only then can you take credit. I'll tell you, I don't want anything that's easy. Anything that's easy is not even worth celebrating. I want the challenge. I want the fight. But there's just sometimes just not a lot in the fight that is exciting. There's boring, mundane tasks that have to be done. And you've all heard the statement that failure is one small bad decision after one small bad decision over and over and over again to the point of failure. But success is one small good decision and another small good decision all stacked upon one another until all of a sudden there is success. Those small decisions, either way, for the good or the bad of your business, for the forward or the backward motion, those small decisions don't bring with them a lot of exciting energy. But when all of a sudden happens and you have the breakthrough, you get to really look back and say, dang, I'm taking credit for everything I've done to bring me to this point. So let's be really cautious about the noisy celebrations. Let's look at the quiet confidence in finishing what we start. Let's look at the grind. Let's look at the hustle. Let's look at the underwater iceberg. That big, wide expanse of courage and determination and daily motivation that isn't always easy to conjure up. Let's not just look at the peak. Let's not just look at the noisy, look what I'm doing. Let's celebrate all the things that go along with a true, strong finish. We have 10 affirmations that support game rule number 12. Take credit for what you finish, not what you start. And here they are. My achievements are the result of committing to finish what I start. I recognize and honor the effort it takes to see things all the way through. I start sloppy, I finish strong. I let my actions speak louder than my intentions. I set myself apart by being the last one standing. There is truth and power in my word. I am a strong finisher, not just a noisy starter. My self-worth grows consistently when I keep the commitments I make to myself. How I show up at the end is the true measure of success. Within me is everything I need. The goal, my friends, is for you to build a plan that you can execute on a daily basis, regardless of the good day, bad day, doesn't matter. Sure, let people know what your goals are. Let people know where you're starting. Don't wait until everything's perfect to get started. Start sloppy, but finish strong. Set in motion activities and actions that you can accomplish daily that will accumulate and will create for you an opportunity to truly celebrate and cross a finish line unlike any other. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.